Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 7, verses 19 and 20. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So Jesus is finishing off this paragraph about false prophets and about fruit. And bearing in mind, he's reminding us that we should bear in mind that it's not about people's appearance or their words that really matter. It's about what they do and the fruit that comes from their lives. And we are to be the people who, living the Beatitudes, bear good fruit. John the Baptist warned about a lack of genuine repentance in Matthew 3, verse 10, in a similar way. The axe is already at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. There are lots of warnings about what happens when we reject the teachings of Jesus and the right lifestyle according to the Beatitudes in Matthew 7, 21 to 23 and 24 to 27, the different kinds of building going on. Chapter 13, two parables there in chapter 5, ultimately, regarding the sheep and the goats. And so what Jesus is warning us about here is that we need to pay attention to those who teach us and lead us, pay attention in terms of not just what they say or how they appear. It's not just about their qualifications or about what they say or how confident they are. It's about the fruit of their lives. And thus, we must get to know them. And it's not just about what they teach. It's about how they live. And then, of course, we must apply it to ourselves. And perhaps that's our devotional thought for today. Are we applying to ourselves the things that we would hold others to? As we read through the Beatitudes, as we read through the Sermon on the Mount, it's very tempting to look at other people and ask ourselves whether, or perhaps better, to perhaps in our hearts we condemn them for not living up to these standards or these teachings. And yet we've got to look the other way, haven't we? At our own lives too. As someone once said, well, you've got to be careful. When you point a finger at somebody else, you've got to remember that three others are pointing back at you. Just stick your finger out at someone and look at where your other fingers are pointing. And Jesus would wish us to do this not in a condemnatory way to ourselves, but just in a sober way. Let's pray today. God, please help us to bear, help me to bear, good fruit. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.